the words of Smokey from Friday, when the Cavs be winning, I'll be quiet. But when Dub Nation rise up, I be talking. It's your girl, Natalie Hicks.
And I am Mr. Sportsopedia.
Don't be so sad. Don't be so doom and gloom. The sun will come up tomorrow, as you always say.
The sun always will rise.
All right. But who rose tonight?
Dub Nation got lucky.
So now you want to call it luck?
Yeah, it was a little luck tonight.
Oh, okay. Call it luck. Call it what you want. Dub Nation is up what?
3-2.
Huh. And memory serves me correctly, when we talked about who was going to win it and how many games, what did I say?
You said Dub Nation in 6.
And this was game 5. We go back to Cleveland on Tuesday. And tell me what can happen.
Dub Nation can raise the trophy if they take care of their business.
And that's how many games?
That'll be 6 games.
What? Look at that girl. Who said that? Who called that?
You called it.
Oh. You going to give me my props?
Yeah, you got luck again.
It's not luck, bruh.
Okay.
That's not luck. That's just pure, as you say, my facts bear me out. That's just pure knowledge. Sports is life. Remember that.
Okay.
At any rate, as we said, welcome to the podcast. Just want to do a recap of the NBA Finals, talk a little College World Series, and a little NHL Stanley Cup Finals.
We did agree on that, though, that we picked the Blackhawks to win it all.
We did. Oh, now you want to come together with me.
No, not necessarily, but I'm just saying we both did pick those two, the Blackhawks to win the Stanley Cup.
And they look like they're on the path to get that done.
And they're headed back to the Windy City on Monday night to wrap up that deal. If Tampa Bay can't finish it out on them.
That is correct. So let's talk a little NBA Finals first. Again, the Warriors, Dub Nation, did defeat LeBron and the Cavs. Final score in that game was 104-91. What was the difference in the game for you?
The biggest difference has been that when Kerr went to the smaller lineup, Cleveland just has not adjusted to it. And I'm just thinking Cleveland does not, right now, have the manpower to be able to match up with the change that Kerr made. And I'm still questioning why Blatt has not went deeper into his bench.
Do you think his coaching internationally makes a difference?
Well, and it could be he's not that familiar with the players that's on that team.
Well, not necessarily. Well, I guess true. You could say that. But the coaching style is just a little bit different when you watch international play. You know, like when the Dream Team and the USA team is, they're qualifying for the Olympics and they're having to play overseas and play the international teams. The coaches aren't, you know, they don't have to coach that much because the players are just so excited to be there playing. They do so well and they really don't have to do a whole lot. Here you have, there's a lot of talent out on the floor and you got to work to get that win here in the NBA.
That's very true, and that could be part of it was his international flavor or flair for coaching, that he's not used to coaching playoff and final basketball games. That could be a huge factor in that for Blatt. But, you know, at this point in time, he should have adjusted to somewhere. And you have to also question how big of a loss it is to the Cavs not to have Kevin Love and Kyrie Irving for this series.
I think that's huge. I think that has made a difference, and I think that's why the Cavs are so, to me, they're so fatigued. They're so tired playing in this series. And you got to give hats off to Steve Kerr. You got to give hats off to the Warriors. You know, they're putting it all out on the court. And they're all putting in quality time out on the court. And then you have so many more that like you said, Kerr is going a little bit deeper in his bench than Blatt is. And I just think from a coaching standpoint, Blatt is doing a horrible job. Blatt and LeBron, because, you know, LeBron is coaching this team. LeBron is an assistant coach. I don't know who the assistant coaches are for the Cavs, but right now they ain't working. They just on vacation because Blatt and LeBron are coaching. And to me, they're doing a horrible job because they can't keep up with Curry and Thompson and Dub Nation. Dub Nation is just the legs are young, the legs are fresh. They're resting a little bit more on the bench than the Cavs can. It's not that they don't want to, they can't because they don't, for some reason, they're not using the Perkins. Now they did use Mike Miller a little bit. They did get 3 points out of him. I think it was in 14 minutes, but you got Perkins, and we both know Perkins has valuable experience playing in the NBA Finals.
Right, and I mean Perkins has a huge minutes, but he's a post player. Right now, with Golden State going to that small lineup with Draymond sliding over to the center position, you really at this point they've eliminated Mozgov and they've eliminated Kerr, and then you got Bernard Haywood out there. So you really don't need them, but you really have to question why you need playing Sean Marion, because Sean Marion can play the 2, 3, and 4 position, and Mike Miller. So you have some guys that you have to trust, and you just have to wonder the way that team was put together, because you got to remember when they first hired Blatt, when LeBron returned back to Cleveland, all those guys were coming together. There was like a 2 or 3 week gap in there where LeBron wouldn't meet with Blatt and all that kind of stuff. But you can't really go that far back because they were able to gel enough to get to the NBA Finals. Now I think what really has started to show is their role players now are having to be starters. Where as in Golden State, Barnes, Green, Thompson, and Curry have been starters all year long. So what they basically did was they took inserted Iguodala in the starting lineup and took Bogut out. So where the Warriors are only having to deal with one player missing, the Cavs are having to deal with two star players, and those were two main players for the whole year. And now you don't have them, so I think that's a huge factor for them.
Okay, so I have to ask, you know, LeBron got rid of Andrew Wiggins.
Okay.
Is he missing?
You really can't say that he's missing Wiggins at this point in time because then you don't have Kevin Love. So without either one right now, he doesn't have either one. So it's like a wash with that whole deal.
Well, here's the difference. Wiggins played the whole year. He was healthy.
But Wiggins didn't get to... Wiggins didn't get to the playoffs, but what I'm saying now is you don't have either one of them. You don't have Wiggins, you don't have Love.
Okay.
So we can't sit here and speculate that what kind of impact Wiggins would have had if he would have been there.
It'd have been some fresh legs.
But what's to say Wiggins doesn't get hurt during the playoffs? You can't, Kyrie Irving had fresh legs. Fractured his kneecap. He's not there. So you can't, in this type of game, you can't speculate what would have happened on that situation. I just think.
I guarantee you, they speculating right now what they could have done differently. Because tonight, LeBron was supposed to come in and win this game. Bottom line, end of story. You know, every game counted in this series. And we're at game 5. And this game was just as crucial as game 4, as game 3, as game 2, as game 1. Every game counted. You know, because when the Warriors won the first game, the, you know, notion out on Twitter was, oh, that's not that important. They won game 1. So what? Well, they won game 5. Are we still saying so what?
Well, now it's a little different now because now you're only one victory away and the pressure. Like what I said the other night, when they did game 4 in Cleveland, they had to have game 4 because the pressure was on them. They won that game. then got back to Cali. Then it was the pressure was on LeBron them to deliver. LeBron them did not deliver tonight. So the pressure is squarely on Cleveland.
Well, you, I can't necessarily agree when you say LeBron them didn't deliver. LeBron delivered. LeBron delivered points wise, and he tried to do it, but I still say there's no I in team. This is a team sport, and it has to be all five players that are out on the court. They all have to play.
That's why I said LeBron and them, because they didn't deliver. And I think the other big point is you have to look at tonight's game two is also the three-point shooting. The Cavs shot 34%, 12 of 35. And Golden State shot 12 of 26 for 46%. So that's huge. They made more of their threes than Cleveland. And then they shot 48% from the floor. So you kind of look at that. And they got to the free throw line, and Golden State got to the free throw line more. So,
oh, well, that I will tell you this. Golden State needs to take Andre Iguodala somewhere, and he needs to do nothing but shoot free throws because that was horrible. He was 2 for 11 tonight.
True. So, but, I mean, you still got to look at it, though. Overall, Golden State was a little more aggressive getting to the line tonight, and that played in a huge factor because that was a five-point swing. Where Cleveland made 15 free throws, Golden State made 20.
Right.
So you got to look at that. And I mean, I just think overall right now, Golden State is just in a better shape player-wise than Cleveland. So that's got to be the huge difference in the game. Because, I mean, and then one thing I just noticed tonight, Golden State did not even put Bogut in the game.
At all. Did not play.
So that is just kind of it's really playing in Golden State's hand where it's with Golden State playing more of their swing and small forward and point guards, it's a hard matchup for Cleveland because Cleveland has more post players than guards that are readily available. And now because at one point tonight LeBron was playing center.
Yeah.
So
LeBron was all over the place.
And which I mean, right now, they got to go back and build depth. And it's just, I guess it kind of speaks to the greatness of LeBron to take this cast of characters that he has taken and gotten them this far down the road.
All right, so they head back to Cleveland. They play Tuesday night. Can the Warriors pull it off in Cleveland?
I think if they keep the flow that they have going now with the five that they're starting, Barnes, Green, Curry, Iguodala, Thompson, it's going to be very, very hard for LeBron in the matchup. And right now, I just think the calf legs are shot. You're asking players such as Dele to step up and play 35, 40 minutes where Dele has been normally coming off the bench getting, you know, 5, 10, 15 minutes a ball game. Now you're asking this guy all of a sudden with all this pressure to step up and play with 40, you know, play like tonight he played almost 40-something minutes. So that's huge. He played 42 minutes tonight. That's huge where he normally just a couple weeks ago he was playing 7 or 8 minutes. So those things kind of factor into the situation. So I think what Curry's done is Curry has found a rotation that works best with him. That has given him a huge advantage.
Can I just say, can y'all give LeBron some suitcases? Because they do travel every time he go down the court.
I mean, but that's just the way the NBA game is called. You can't come in and say now because you got an issue with LeBron that every time he touches the ball, he's traveling.
Okay, what about that elbow?
Well, I mean, they all play that way. So you can't just sit here and say, well, he's elbowing, he's traveling, this, and that. That's what they all do.
But he was called for it a couple of times tonight.
Right. I mean, sometimes it just basically depends on the crew that's calling the game. I mean, some crews let them get away with it. Other crews call it. So, I mean.
All right. If you were an official in the NBA, would you call it?
Well, it would just be whatever the coordinator of officials wanted called.
Okay. On that note, we're going to. Well, first, you didn't answer my question. Can the Warriors pull it off?
if they shoot the ball as well as they shot the ball tonight, because you know LeBron and the folks at the Q and his cast of characters are going to do everything in their power to make sure Cleveland closes out.
You're really talking up the Cavs right now.
I'm not talking up the Cavs. I'm just telling you what they're going to try to do on Tuesday night.
Is this your prayer for the Cavs to
play? I'm not praying for them. I'm, like I've told you, I'm not a LeBron fan, and I really think if Cleveland would have had Kyrie Irving and Kevin Love, we would have had a different series.
So do you just want to see LeBron win one because he's back at home, he's doing it for the Cleveland?
I could care less if LeBron ever won another national, a world championship.
Wow.
I'm just stating what the facts, what the facts are.
But you've been Bron the King all during the playoffs. Now it's, I could care less.
When was I rude? I didn't even pick LeBron to get to the final. I had the Bulls getting to the final.
Let me see how that went. So, So do you think Bron the King and his cast of characters can pull it off? Yes or no?
I'm going to have to say yes because I picked them to win in seven. Do I think they're going to be able to gel and do it? If Blatt does not get down into his bench and get some kind of rotation, he's going to have to match fire with fire Tuesday night. And I would definitely, unless Sean Marion is hurt, him and Mike Miller would get lost.
He ain't hurt. Sean Marion been putting pictures of his socks and everything out on Twitter.
Well, I don't. I mean, I would. They would get some heavy minutes come Tuesday night, because you're going to have to figure out a way to match up with Iguodala. If it's no more than get Marion 10 or 15 minutes in there to match up and let LeBron slide off and play somebody else and give, because, I mean, he's a scorer. So to let somebody else get in there and start taking some of that pressure off of him.
So I'm going to gather that your answer is, you want them to because you picked them, but in all honesty, you don't think they have the firepower to do it.
Probably not. And I told you when Kyrie Irving got hurt that this series was probably going to change, but you said I couldn't be like.
I'm just saying, you know, again, when you be talking to you and the Cavs be winning, I be quiet. But I'm not going to be quiet no more. Dub Nation rose up. They rose to the occasion. And if I have to answer that same question I asked you, Dub Nation will take care of business. Now, Riley wants them to come home so they can win at the Oracle and she can see all the confetti and stuff come down. But I kind of have a feeling LeBron is going to pull it off and they're going to go back to the Oracle. And but I will say I pick Dub Nation in six. I'm going to still go Dub Nation in six. I wouldn't be surprised if the Cavs won and it goes back to California. I mean, we did have a week off. The NBA needs to make some money, I guess, and extended out seven games. But I really think, for all intents and purposes, this series is over Tuesday.
And I agree with you that the series is pretty much over, because just look at it tonight. In the third quarter, Cleveland was going nip and tuck with Golden State. Mm-hmm. Then all of a sudden, it's like Cleveland hit a brick wall and it gets out of hand. So somehow, Cleveland is going to have to find a way to conserve their energy while keeping the game close.
Yeah, because Steph Curry made 7 3-pointers.
I mean, that's what he does. So where we are now with the 3-point shots is, if long as they keep dropping for Golden State, I don't see a way. Cleveland's just going to have to, like we said earlier, find a way to match up with Golden State's lineup, smaller lineup. And I think it's really going to have to depend on getting Mike Miller and Sean Marion some minutes on Tuesday night. Because, I mean, it's basically just kind of like in College World Series baseball. You come down to that one game, you're fighting for your life. You got to throw every hand on deck to save the ship. So that's where Cleveland is Tuesday night. Cleveland is fighting for their life. So they're going to have to put every hand on deck, and everybody that's able to play, Blatt has to get them out there. until he finds the right rotation. That's what I think he should have been doing the first couple of games of the series, but he's waited till he's got into a must-win situation, and he's got to go. He's got to let it ride Tuesday night.
All right. Well, we will see. Like this article says on ESPN, James carried Cleveland as far as he could. The four-time MVP had 40 points, 14 rebounds, and 11 assists. Slowing down the pace the only way he can. He tried his best to slow him down, but they got into a groove. They got into a rotation, and I just think if that happens again on Tuesday night, there is nothing that the Cavs can do to stop Dub Nation from winning that world championship.
I totally agree with you. I mean, if he gets off and running and he can't get to his game, because right now, besides Iguodala, there's not too many people. There isn't nobody else on the Golden State Warriors that can stop him when he gets in the post. Iguodala can slow him down. But his four is just totally – he just needs a couple more scores to go along with him, and he would take game five. Somebody else got to step up. I mean, J.R. Smith got off to a red-hot start, and it's just like he disappeared on it.
So you got to – I know you're going to say, well, he can't laugh because he at home. But you think Carmelo at home saying, I told y'all about J.R. Smith?
Probably. I mean, but that was just – that was another one of those superstar teams where you got to be careful when you're picking your weapons.
All right. Well, we will see Tuesday night when Dub Nation wins that world championship. And I can get on here and tell Mr. Sportsopedia, I told you.
Wouldn't be surprised.
All right. Well, we're going to jump over to hockey and talk a little Stanley Cup Finals. Chicago won in Tampa Bay on Saturday night, 2-1, and are headed back to Chicago, leading 3-2, and could take the series.
Yeah, but I think from just looking at all the stats of the series, the road team has won most of these games.
Yeah, I was looking at that too. So you think Chicago's going to pull it off and win Monday night?
I wouldn't doubt them winning it there, and I'm rooting for Chicago. So I would, you know, it would be probably great for them if they won at home and close it out and not go back to Tampa, because you never can tell when you get to game seven on somebody else's ice what could happen.
That's true. They, like I said, they were in Tampa Bay. I believe in the second quarter, it was tied. We get to the third quarter, and Chicago takes the go-ahead goal and take the win 2-1 on the road. So definitely going to check that out on Monday night and see if Chicago can close it out. I'm rooting for Chicago.
I'm also pulling for the Blackhawks. This will be their third championship in the last 6 years.
Wow. We are going for the same team.
Right. That's a rarity.
That is a very rare.
You know, but the Stanley Cup has to probably be the coolest championship trophy of them all, because, you know, each year the champions' names are engraved on the trophy. That's pretty cool.
It is. I remember when we first moved to Texas, and who won then?
The Dallas Stars won in like 90. Was that 99?
Yes. So we need to get another one here back in Dallas.
Did the Stars make the playoffs this year?
Actually, they did. Okay, I was about to say...
I wonder what Ernest T. Bass said these days.
Okay, on another note.
Probably at the Turtle Creek throwing rocks or something.
All right, we are going to jump into a little College World Series. We talked about the College World Series a little bit, and Mr. Sportsopedia, you picked Florida.
Very much so. Did you see them Gators? They were thumping heads Saturday night.
Yes, they did. The Gators, if I'm not mistaken, I'm reading here, they had an 11-run inning.
Something like that.
Wow. They did go on to win over Miami, 15-3. And something else I read, when the Hurricanes and Gators got together to play at the World Series, it's their first time playing at a World Series, but do you know how many times they have played just over the years.
Not right off hand, probably quite a bit.
242 times.
Hmm.
That's a lot. So, as we said, the Gators did take care of Miami, and Miami falls over to the loser's bracket, and Florida advances on in the winner's bracket. Also, you had on Saturday, you had Virginia taking care of Arkansas 5-3. So, on Monday, you have Arkansas and Miami playing. And as well on Monday you will have Florida taking on Virginia, who are the winners. On Sunday, you had TCU taking on the Bayou Bengals of LSU. Now, I picked LSU.
And they got drilled today.
Okay, we don't need all your exclamations on this.
I'm just saying. They got drilled by you Bengals.
You know, I will say this. Jared Poche was the pitcher. He was the starting pitcher. And when Jared Poche first came out, he was clicking on all cylinders. It was three up, three down for the Horned Frogs. Well, Jared had two errors. And after those two errors, it was like...
lights out.
Okay, we can say lights out. And lights out, and Cody Jones and the Horned Frogs went to work on the Bayou Bengals. So, as a result, LSU falls down to the loser's bracket. And on Tuesday, they will take the winner of the Vanderbilt-Cal State Fullerton game. Vanderbilt comes in as the defending champions from last year's College World Series. But they are currently down to Cal State 3-0. And they are in a weather delay. So, I don't know if that game is going to be canceled and if they will resume it on Monday or if they're going to try and finish play on Sunday night.
Actually, that game has been suspended, and it will start up at 12 o'clock on Monday before the Arkansas-Miami game at 3 o'clock.
Okay. So, what inning was it?
That was like the bottom of the sixth, and Vandy had a guy on third base before the rain started.
Okay. So, we will definitely have to check that out and see if Vandy pulls out an upset win or if they will fall down to the loser's bracket. Remember, College World Series is a double elimination. So, as of Monday, Arkansas could possibly be the first team to go home if they lose to Miami.
The loser of the Miami-Arkansas games, pack in your bags when you leave the hotel tomorrow. Make sure you got your grip.
Oh, God.
Make sure you got your grip ready and the bus is running because you're on your way home.
They'll probably spend the night and go back the next day. Oh, they might as well just go home then, huh?
I mean, why waste your money? You ain't playing no more.
Get out of here. Okay.
You better worry about them Tigers come Tuesday night because they could be packing their bags.
I'm not worried.
Okay.
I'm not.
Okay.
They will get... If I had to put money on it, I'd probably say they will get Vandy, and they'll take care of Vandy.
I bet. How many times did they play Vandy this year?
I don't know, but you can look that up.
In the SEC. Let's check that out.
You can look that up. Yeah. Cal State Fullerton is one that has surprised me. Like I believe you said on the show, Cal State Fullerton is one that...
always there. Since the 70s, 80s, they always at the College World Series.
Okay, but how many have they won?
I can look that up, too. Give me a few minutes.
Okay. So, while he's looking it up, we'll just talk a little bit more about that TCU-LSU game. Because I have to admit, I was pleasantly surprised. The game started off...
she was crying, y'all.
I was not crying. I wasn't crying. But I will say, I knew Lena Victorian and Brandon Victorian were excited that LSU was losing to the Horned Frogs. So, that's okay. I was quiet, but when they play on Tuesday and they win, I'll be talking again. No, I have not watched Friday, but that is just my favorite movie. So, you still looking up my stats? Yeah. You're supposed to know that. Your book is supposed to always be open. What's up with that?
I'm trying to get to the facts right here. Hold on. Give me a second.
The one other thing I want to point out about the LSU-TCU game, we did kind of flip through the Florida-Miami game. Really not much to talk about with that one because they scored run after run during that game. So really didn't watch that one too much. That was like a football game, watching all the runs coming in during that game. But in the LSU game, I can definitely say LSU has a deep, I don't want to say a deep bench, but they can go pretty far and pull up a lot of pitchers to come in, because I know they had Russell Reynolds, former Harvey Baptist player, to come in and pitch for them. And I want to say they pulled in like two or three other pitchers to come in a losing, you know, losing battle. But still, I think that is awesome to be able to pull that many pitchers in during the game. But the one other person you definitely have to talk about during this game is Cody Jones. He is a playmaker for real. And I believe he's a senior this year. So hats off to him. But I know the opponents are glad that he's probably the Big 12 schools are probably glad he's a senior and won't have to face him anymore. Because, my gosh, he was the definite offense for TCU today in their game. He made play after play after play. And, you know, it was a never-say-die attitude with him out on the field today. Wherever he could make a play, he did. Stealing bases, getting home, making hits. You name it, he did it. So hats off to him as well.
Looks like LSU avoided Vandy this year. They didn't play.
Not even in the SEC tournament?
No, because the SEC tournament, they had LSU beat Auburn 9-8. They beat Arkansas 10-5. And they lost to Florida 1-2.
Wow. Okay. Well, that should be an interesting game then, if Vandy ends up losing. Because I don't think that they'll be able to come back. But, you know, after watching TCU come back against North Carolina State and with their play against Texas A&M, never say never.
That's true.
Okay, what was the other stat you're looking up?
Oh, we're looking up the history of the College World Series to see
how many times Cal State Fullerton won.
Yeah, it seemed like they...
if they did win.
Yeah, I think they won one. Hold on just a second. We'll have that
up. One?
Yeah, I think they won one. I mean, like I tell you, they used to always be at the College World Series back in the day when Wichita State and all those guys used to be there.
Is that how did it end up in Omaha, Nebraska, of all
places? I think it started with the Boys Town or whatever.
Okay. So there was a true reasoning as to why it ended up there.
State Fullerton has won four championships. They won in 79, 84, 92, 95, and 2004.
Really?
Really.
Wow.
You were questioning me, too. They've been there, like I told you.
How many times have they been there? Five?
No, they've been nine. Let me see. Hold on. That's the most teams without a national championship.
Oh. Who's the number one team in
that? Florida State's been 21, have made 21 appearances and never won.
Are you serious?
Very serious.
Any SEC teams in that?
Florida's been 8 times and never won. They're due. Mississippi State's been 9.
And they've never won?
They've never won.
Wow. And during the weather delay, I'm glad you said that. During the weather delay for the LSU-TCU game, they showed a SEC storied feature, and it was about Thunder and Lightning. Do you know who they are?
Will Clark and Rafael Palmeiro.
Oh, huh? Look at you. You think you know something.
I didn't earn this name for anything.
Okay, so let me ask you, what's the name of the area where they tailgate?
Where Mississippi State?
Uh-huh.
I don't know that.
The Left Field Lounge. Did you know that?
I think I've heard it somewhere before.
That was an interesting story.
Cal State Fullerton has been to 17 College World Series. 75, 79, 82, 84, 88, 90, 92, 94, 95, 99, 2001, 2003, 2004, 2006, 2007, 2009, 2015. You thought I was just talking
about And they only have how many?
They have four championships.
Jeez. I guess they like going to the College World Series.
Yeah, I mean, then...
What conference are they in?
They're like in a Big West Conference or something like that.
Okay. Well, that should definitely make for an interesting World Series.
And so that used to be like when Arizona and Arizona State used to go a lot.
Okay.
Florida State used to come a lot.
So Florida has never won a World...
Miami's been 24 times.
Oh, gosh.
LSU 17 times.
But how many championships has LSU had?
LSU has 6 national championships.
Okay. All right. Well, we will definitely keep our eye out on the College World Series and see if my Bayou Bengals will bounce back after this loss on Sunday to TCU. Like I said, they will take on the winner of the Cal State Fullerton Vanderbilt game. Vanderbilt, again, are the defending champions of the College World Series. So we'll see if they end up coming back and pulling out a win, or if they will fall to the loser's bracket and take on LSU. So if they haven't played this year, that should make for an interesting matchup as well.
True.
Who won the SEC baseball championship?
Florida? Florida wins everything.
Florida does not win everything. They didn't win the World Series last year. Did they win in football this year?
No, they didn't.
Oh, okay. So will they win this year? Probably Nick Saban says no.
Probably not. That's a tough road to hoe for them right there, though.
Okay. Since we brought up football, who will win? Who are your four in this year? You know, as you say in dominoes, study long, study wrong.
Well, you got to always count Nicky in. Nicky's going to always be in, but he's coming out of the SEC. So out of the SEC, you know that champion's going to be there. I'll put my money on Auburn and Alabama coming out of the SEC. You know they're going to have a seat at the table.
Okay.
With Ohio State's bringing back, you got to give Ohio State a seat at the table.
So well, you got to.
Ohio State will be at the table because Urban Meyer has built a program for.
That dude that went to Prattville will probably come on and say, I beg to differ. And I think you know that he can turn a team around.
You know, I got all the confidence in the world at Harbaugh. It's just going to take him a minute to get his talent level up.
I don't think it's going to take him a minute.
It's going to take him a minute to get his talent level up.
So you think he won't be able to get to the big house this year and get past Ohio State and get into the Big Ten?
He's going to make a drastic improvement in Michigan because I got all the world confidence in the world at Harbaugh, but he just won't get to the big table.
Okay.
This year,
So you're not going to get anybody in from the Big 12?
I just don't think the Big 12 is there yet. Maybe TCU. Maybe possibly TCU may get it to the tape.
That's the only team out of the...
Yeah.
Really?
The only team.
No Baylor?
No Baylor.
No Texas?
Texas isn't there yet.
No Oklahoma State?
No.
Oh, my little cousin going to say he begged to differ.
They won't. Only team out of the Big 12 got a shot to beat TCU. Okay. And then the other spot will probably end up being somebody out of the Pac-12.
Oregon?
Possibly.
USC?
If I had to put some money on it, I would say it'd be SC coming out of the Pac-12.
No Cal?
No. Sonny D and Tony Franklin does not play enough defense to win a national championship.
I think you're hating.
I mean, you know, I love some Tony Franklin, Sonny D offense, but they don't play enough defense to win championship.
That's why they're going to lose a season opener too. Graham fam.
Now this time around, what I told y'all before, they were going to put 50. They got that offensive play. They may put 50 on Graham.
You know what?
No offense, Brian.
You said Tech was going to put 50 on Grambling when we played in the Port City Classic back in 2010.
Well, we kind of held it close to the vest because the offense was just starting. We didn't really have a trigger man, but Cal has a trigger man, so it could be a long day in Berkeley with them strange people.
All right. Well, you just make sure in Ruston that y'all don't let that Jag Nation come take care of the Bulldogs. I mean, you got the addition to the stadium. You know, I don't want to say it's a new stadium, but you got the brand new addition to Joe IA Stadium. I would hate for
Southern bringing their band.
And if they are,
we just want to hear them play.
Really? That's all y'all looking forward to? So y'all not worried about the football team?
No.
Y'all know Big Perm gonna come in there. He gonna take care of business.
Natalie.
He gonna shock the world.
Natalie.
Y'all will be all over Sports Center. Swag School comes into Conference USA School and gets an upset. Remember when Appalachian State beat Michigan? It's gonna be just like that. Are y'all gonna be like that on SportsCenter? And I can have video and say I was there. I'm gonna get a t-shirt made. See,
save your money,
Southern. I'm trying to talk y'all up. I'm hyping y'all up. Y'all comment and say y'all agree. Y'all gonna come to Ruston and take over.
Natalie.
Yes.
Y'all gonna need a lot of folks to come with y'all that day.
I got them because I won't be able to make it to California, so I'm gonna be in Ruston.
And we've already talked to them guys from In the Zone. Aren't they Southern alone?
They are. Okay. And they said that they will be in the house.
Okay. We're going to check it out and see. You know, it's going to be a good game.
So what else is going on I-20 that day? Nothing?
I don't know where you're going to meet that day. I don't know. They still playing football?
Ooh, ouch.
We're just saying.
On that note, as you all can tell, we are excited. We are ready for football season.
Sorry, Lena. I just asked the question.
We are ready for football season and ready to check out some college football this upcoming fall. So, if we talked about your school, my bad. But SU, y'all should be proud of me. I'm Graham fam and I'm pulling y'all up. I am talking a little smack for y'all.
Man, it's your mom coming to the game. That could be a good tailgate. We'll set y'all a party up over there.
Wow. So, again, like I told you on the show, Jag Nation said they coming to Ruston and they taking over. Y'all going to think that Southern University North by the time they arrive to town. Because they going to paint the town. I think they're sky blue. Since y'all have all these different blues that y'all use. Y'all Columbia blue. They sky blue. And all blue. Y'all blue. Oh, now you're Tech blue. Y'all think y'all like Carolina? Carolina blue, Tech blue. I guess they Southern blue, huh?
They can be whatever they want to be.
Oh, what are they going to be after their game?
They'll be back at the RVs after that time.
Really? After they see the band, they're going to go?
Yeah.
Because y'all going to handle business?
Because we not ULL.
Oh, wow.
I'm just saying.
What does that mean?
Just ask a Southern fan. They'll tell you. You always talk to them. They'll tell you.
Ask a Southern fan. What does it mean when you say y'all are not ULL?
They'll know.
Wow. On that note, we are going to sign off. Definitely check out the podcast of the show if you missed it this weekend. You can listen on podomatic.com or you can go to iTunes and search for Sports From Her Perspective. If you would like to follow the show, definitely like the page on Facebook, Sports From Her Perspective. You can follow me on Twitter, at Sports From Her, as well as on Periscope. We're on Instagram, Sports From Her Perspective. Or you can follow us on Snapchat, at Sports From Her.
And you can find me on Twitter and Periscope at Mr. Sportsopedia. You can like my Facebook page at Mr. Sportsopedia. You can always hit me up on email at MrSportsopedia@gmail.com.
You can also email the show, sportsfromherperspective@gmail.com. As well, you can send us a text. The text number is 469-702-1994. Again, that number is 469-702-1994. All right, we are going to end this one up. We got our, in this podcast, we got our two fingers up.
Peace.
We are out.